Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we have a fantastic show today. It's going to be me and you. I have received so many new followers, so many emails, more followers on Twitter. So forgive me for my old-time listeners. I just want to let my new listeners know what this show is about. Reality, spirituality, what the hell does that even mean? Well, close your eyes and remember a time when you experienced an indescribable moment, a moment that that you felt connected to the energy, connected to the universe, connected to God, connected to Source, whatever term you want to use, where you felt so connected and every cell of your body, every cell could feel the connection. We've all had those moments. Usually when I've had those moments, I break out in tears. It's very overwhelming. When you feel those moments, when you're in those moments, you're happy, you're at peace, you're overcome with gratitude. The experience is like no other. It's heaven on earth. This show, Reality Spirituality, is all about experiencing more of those moments in your life. Some people use the term joy. I feel joy. I feel happy. Doesn't matter. You know the feeling that I'm talking about. And this show, Reality Spirituality, teaches us how to experience more of those moments. Well, there are certain behaviors, there are certain perspectives, there are certain things that we say that we do that actually subtract from experiencing those moments. And I'm talking about everyday life. I'm not talking about waiting for something to happen. I'm not talking about waiting for an accomplishment, waiting for you to achieve a goal. I'm talking about every single day, 24/7. There are things that we do, that we say, that we feel, that add, and there are things that we say, do, feel, and experience that subtract. Now remember, Reality Spirituality, this is not a religion. It's a guideline to living connected, a guideline to experiencing more of those moments in your life, regardless of what's happening to you, regardless of relationships, whether you're in one or you're not, regardless of how much money you have in the bank, regardless of your circumstances. This show is about experiencing those moments that have nothing to do with what happens. I focus on everyday common life experiences. And to figure out, to come to, what I like to say is, I am a truth seeker, and what I do is I find out what is the truth, what is your truth, and then help you with finding ways to live at peace with wherever you are right now, because it doesn't matter. Wherever you are is a perfect place. Wherever you are is where you're supposed to be. This purpose, my purpose in this life, is to grow and to evolve and to feel good about it, to feel good about the growth, to feel good about the evolving. My favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy journey to an unhappy... Oops, damn it, I messed it up. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So this show, Reality Spirituality, is all about the journey. I invite you to call in live, and it is area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619 to ask your question. When I use the term happy, I'm talking about an internal knowing, an internal happiness, an internal foundation of peace and contentment. And when our foundation is rooted in knowing that everything is in order, knowing that everything that happens to you is for your betterment, knowing that the universe, there are no mistakes. And what is our job? What do we have to do? What do we have control over? Well, you know we don't have control over what happens to us, but we definitely have control over our perspectives, our responses, our behavior, our words. We have control over our vibration, our personal vibration, and our attitude. Your personal vibration is so important because your vibration determines how you are going to respond to anything that happens to you in this life. Your personal vibration is your responsibility. Your personal vibration is what you have control over. Now, there are words like happy, sad, moody. Some people say, "Oh, I'm in a good mood today." I'm not in a good mood today. All of those things you have control over. Bad mood, what does that mean? Well, for me, I can feel when, maybe I'm a little bit, my patience isn't where I know my patience is a little short. Or I can get annoyed with what someone says or does. And for me, what do I do? Well, I do what I call it's time to hibernate. Hibernate. And what does that mean? That means I need to go back within and just kind of get – it's kind of like a car running out of gas. It is – and every day, every moment, 24/7 school that I'm in of teaching. This is me. And I'm only going to speak for myself. But I am in school, this universal school, this experiencing everything that I am supposed to. And the only thing that I have to do is to sit back. I like to say that let the universe drive, to surrender to all of it and let the universe drive without resisting anything, without resisting something my mother said, without resisting my circumstances, without resisting anything. I said, what did I say yesterday? Go with the flow. No, flow is the only way to go. You can feel when you're resisting and you can feel when you're flowing. Look at the animal kingdom. They're not in a good mood, bad mood. My job, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, humble, ha, 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 in my opinion, my job is to relax with all of it. It's to start enjoying this life, regardless of what it looks like. My job is to, if I'm feeling that something isn't right, well, maybe I need to change my perspective. Maybe I can look at the same situation a different way. Maybe I can look at no money in my bank account, paying bills check to check to check. Maybe I can look at it like in a different way as opposed to gee, I'm down to $500 and the rent's due. The universe always provides me with everything I need. The universe always provides me with, in other words, there's another word that I want to use here. It's trust. Trusting, knowing how, learning how to trust was really, really big for me. Why? Because I was a control freak. I had to control, I thought I had to control everything that happened to me. I had to have a say-so. I knew, listen to this one, I knew what was best for me and my life. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to accomplish. I knew exactly where I wanted to go. And I knew when I wanted to, get there. Well, this is what happens with the universe. This is what happens. I know you've heard this. It's my plan and then there's God's plan. That is so true. My plan, quite frankly, doesn't even compare. It's not even in the same league as what the universe has planned for me. I can't even imagine. I mean, I could sit here and talk about things that have happened. One of them is, I've said this before, I was disinherited back in 2007. Do you think I would have chosen to be disinherited? No. My plan or the universe's plan, what did I learn from that? How am I better? The relationship that I have with my mother, of course, it took a little bit, you know, a year and a half. The relationship I have with my mother currently is the closest I've ever been, and I'm still disinherited. I could not have gotten the lessons. I could not have grown without that experience. I could not have shared that. And then I wouldn't have had the story to share with you. One of the things that is very, very important, and let me put the number up again. I have a few callers, but let's see. One of the numbers is, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and ask your question. What is going on in your life? What do you want or need assistance with or guidance with? My job here is not to give you answers or not to give you your future. My job is to assist you in those everyday moments, how to create, how to experience more joy and more happiness in your everyday moment. Moments. Every day. This is not about 6 months from now, 3 months from now. It's about this moment. Again, we don't have control over what happens to us. Let's look at perspectives. Can you think about what you are what you are dissatisfied with right now? Is there anything in your life that you are dissatisfied with? Anything? Relationship? I'm trying to think of a job situation. Maybe you don't like where you're living. Maybe you're having a problem with a boyfriend, husband, mother, father, sibling, whatever it is. Are you this dissatisfaction? Because we all are energy. This dissatisfaction becomes part of your energy. You know, energy is everything. We are energy. And when we have this energy of dissatisfaction, do you think you can experience these moments of joy and happiness as easily if you're dissatisfied with anything? The answer is no, you cannot. You can't feel dissatisfied and happy at the same time. So this energy of dissatisfaction, is there another way, is there another perspective you can look at, you can change, like I said, you have control over your perspective, to make you feel better about what's going on. Let me give you a really, really quick example. I had a caller a month ago, and she was complaining about, she was talking about how she got a new job, and her job is an hour and a half away. She loved the job. It was her dream job, but now she's got to drive an hour and a half. I think it was a little bit less than an hour and a half, but she called the show and said, I love this job, but I'm ready to quit because I don't like the drive. And I said, well, is there another way? Is there another way you can look at the same situation? You're driving an hour and a half. Is there something good? Is there something good about driving an hour and a half to your job and back? And at first, she said, No, not really. I said, think about it again. I don't know about you, but I was not used to looking at an issue and looking at it in different ways. In other words, I say we have 360 perspectives to choose from in any situation. 360. Now, out of those 360 different ways to look at the same situation, I'm sure you can find one other perspective that is going to make you feel good about that hour and a half drive. And when I posed that question to her, this is her answer. Well, Rebecca, I guess I could look at it like I have an hour and a half now to connect and to meditate. Yes, you can meditate while driving, and to meditate and connect with the universe. That's a good thing. I said, what else? Do you have another perspective? Is there another way you can look at the same situation? Instead of looking at what's wrong with it, let's look at what's right with it. That's a common theme in this show. Instead of looking at what's wrong, instead of focusing on what's wrong, let's start focusing on what's right. It's actually a totally different way of living. And then she came up with, I can connect with people that I haven't spoken to in a while. I can, in other words, you know, we've all had friends that maybe I don't talk to them in a year. I don't talk to them for 6 months. I can connect with those friends that I lose contact with. I can do that. Oh, good, good. I said, is there anything else? Is there anything else that you can say is good about this long drive, this long commute? And she was quiet for a minute, but she was really into coming up with different perspectives. And I had to throw my two cents in. And my two cents is this. Now you can share, and you too, my dear listeners, now you can share with as many people as you want. Hey, you could look at it a different way. So not only are you experiencing choosing different perspectives, but now you can share it with others. Yes, I used to focus on what's wrong, but guess what? Now I'm focused on whatever it is, what's right. Changing your perspective and practicing changing your perspective in every moment of the day will add to your happiness, will add to your contentment. I have a few callers, but nobody wants to talk to me yet. That's okay. You can call in and ask your question at area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. What's going on in your life? What do you have a question about? You can call in and ask me anything. And if the people that are in the queue that really, you know, listen, some people don't want to come on the air. I understand that. I just keep on going. The topic of today's show is personal growth. One of my favorite topics. One of my favorite. Because for me, this experience, this growing means that I am different than I was yesterday. I'm different than I was last week. Things that I focus on six months ago, I'm focusing on something different. This constant growing, this feeling of evolving, feeling of something new, let me tell you, I never get bored. I'm never lonely because there's always something to do. When you make the commitment, and it is a commitment, when you make the commitment to look in the mirror, because that's where all your answers are, every single question you have, the answer is always in the mirror. Now, at first, trust me, I didn't want to hear it, and I didn't want to look. I didn't believe that everything that I was experiencing, that I struggled with, all of my challenges, answers couldn't be in the mirror. It's always somebody else's fault, or it's always some other circumstances. But I'm here to tell you that every single answer, every solution can be found in the mirror. Now, what does that mean? That means that you, my dear listener, you are the most powerful entity on this planet. You can decide, you have control over how you are going to feel in every moment. What? Yes. You have control over your emotions. There are a lot of people that don't agree with that. And I'm not saying that certain emotions are good and or bad. When you're sad, when you're grieving, when you're angry, I'm not putting a label on any emotion. Because labels, quite frankly, and I forgot to say to my new listeners, I am a happiness specialist. And labels, whenever you label anything, even if you're labeling it good, all labels subtract from happiness. Well, how can that be? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. When you label anything, you're putting a value on it. Good value. Bad, nah. So one of the things that I've been practicing is eliminating all labels, eliminating good, bad, negative, positive, when in reality, it's just what's happening. It is just my experience. It's my experience. Can you imagine having an experience without judging the experience and without labeling the experience? Is that even possible? Is it possible to have an experience without judgment and or labels? That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm practicing. Experiencing it all without any judgments and without any labels. It's just an experience. when you start to practice that, and start small, Don't start with something huge. Always start small when we're practicing. When you start to practice, one of the things you're gonna begin feeling is really lighter. You are going to lighten up. Lighten your energy is going to be lighter. You're not going to start taking what happens to you so seriously. This life is not, this, and again, this is my opinion, this journey is not supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be an experience without labels and without judgments. When, I'm actually have two thoughts in my head at the same time, so let me separate them. Just like a musician, just like a surgeon, just like a writer, or a speaker, or somebody that is a massage therapist, where they had to practice, they had to learn new techniques. Everything in my life is all about practicing. It's like going to school. I have homework. Okay, my homework is what? No more judgments, no more labels. Okay, how do I do that? How? How do I practice not judging and not labeling? And the answer is little by little. So your assignment this week, my dear audience, is to practice experiencing without judging and or labels. Now, the other question that I always get about thoughts, and thoughts meaning thoughts in your head about I'm not doing enough, I should be here, this isn't happening, I'm lazy, or whatever thoughts you have in your head, this is one of the things that I do about these thoughts, because I don't know about you, my dear audience, but I have not been able to eliminate thoughts. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it's not about resisting anything. Resist nothing, not even the thoughts. But what I have been doing, have you ever looked at reality TV? I mean, I look at it from time to time, and it's really, it's entertaining. I was going to say it's really interesting. It's really entertaining. And the same thing is what I put on my thoughts. They're really entertaining. But am I going to respond? Am I going to behave? Am I going to think that these thoughts are the truth? No. Thoughts are to be witnessed. Thoughts are to be noticed, but to focus on, let me give you a specific example, but to focus on, okay, I've told this story before, but let me just bear with me. It's one of my favorites. When I was growing up, I lived in an environment where if I wasn't doing anything, if I wasn't accomplishing anything, if I wasn't productive, then I was lazy. There was always something to do. In fact, one of my mother's favorite sentences was, "Do something even if it's wrong." In other words, always be productive. Sleeping late, you're lazy. Accomplish something. And I had that sense of having to accomplish so deep, so ingrained, that if I spent an afternoon, or forget an afternoon, if I spent a day doing absolutely nothing, guess what? I spent a day doing nothing. I felt bad about myself. Here comes my thoughts. Oh, Jesus, you wasted a day. Have you heard of that? Wasting time, wasting days. Those are all thoughts. Is it the truth Now, the universe wanted me to feel okay, to feel good when I wasn't accomplishing, or at least for the outside world. I mean, listen, if I'm sitting on my ass Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, am I watching TV? If somebody was outside looking in, would they say that I accomplished anything? Sitting on my butt Friday, Saturday, and Sunday watching TV, would anybody say, wow, she really accomplished something on those 3 days? Well, I used to feel bad about not accomplishing something, not doing something. Oh, I could have written another chapter in my book speaking about reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness is out now. There's a shameless plug. Go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness. It's $19.95, and it's free shipping in the USA. Plug is over. Well, I could have been writing. I could do something, and this is what happened. Do you know how long it took me to feel good about myself? Sitting on my ass Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, watching TV, doing nothing. 2 years. 2 years of deprogramming. 2 years of unlearning what I learned. That if I wasn't doing anything, then there was something wrong. If I wasn't accomplishing, if I wasn't being productive, then I felt like crap about me. 2 years. And I can say this. Left hands in the air if you could see me. I can say this right now. I can sit and do nothing for weeks and feel good. And that's what I want for you. Everything that I learned, or everything that we learn, you know, listen, when I wasn't 2 years old thinking, oh, God, I got to write another chapter or else I'm lazy. Or whatever we've learned, like I said, you can always unlearn. But now I'm feeling, I'm experiencing this life. I don't have, the universe doesn't require me to do anything. Man says accomplish, acquire, goals, achieve. Not the universe. The universe is okay with me regardless of what I do and regardless of what I don't do. And the universe is okay with you also. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be. This self-acceptance. Some people say self-love. I like to say acceptance. This accepting yourself, looking in the mirror and accepting and accepting everything about you. Can you imagine accepting it all? Now, if you want to call in with your question, the number is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And I want to ask my people that are in the chat room, do you have questions for me today? I'm going to give my people just a little bit of time to write your question down. What is a question? Because you know, that's what I love. I love questions, and it's, this show is about how to. This show is about my audience. You know, I've had a few people that called in asking for readings or asking for how do I feel, my intuition, what am I feeling about them or their life? And I have to say that this is me. My purpose is to teach you how to answer your questions, how to connect with the universe and have a conversation with the universe and get all of your questions answered. My job is for you not to need me. I mean, I'm here with a message. I'm here with lessons, but I want you to be powerful. I want you to be the power that you need. I want you to be what you need. That makes sense. You know, the old saying, what is it? You can feed people with fish, but then you need to teach them how to, what is it with the fish? What's the fish story? You can feed people, you can give them fish and feed them, but somebody else will teach them how to fish. Well, I really messed that up. That's why I'm here, is to teach you how to. Is to teach you how to empower yourself, how to find the answers for you, because you have all the answers. Yeah? Doesn't that sound great? Let's see. No, it's Oscar, do you have a question? Ask me if you have a question. We're going to go to a quick 30-second commercial break. 30 seconds. Listen to my son's theme song, and then I will be right back. You're listening to Reality Spirituality with your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
And we are back. I actually had to get a little bit of water. My throat was getting dry. Let me give you a quick story that just happened this week. A good friend of mine asked this question. He's actually I have a few people that I know across the country that are radio hosts. And this particular person asked me a question this week about, hold on a second, when is a good day to practice the tuna was about, oh, this is a good question. Oh, I love questions. Inner guidance seems to be the message. Yes. What is a good daily practice to tune into one's own inner guidance daily? Oh, thank you so much, Kiwi 2011. Inner guidance, good question. Inner guidance seems to be the message. What is a good daily practice to tune into one's own inner guidance daily? I love that question. This is my answer. You know, there's 7.2 billion people on this planet, and we're all as different as our fingerprints. You don't know how many times I've heard people tell me to meditate, meditate. You got to meditate, meditate, meditate. Sit, meditate, fingertips together, close your eyes, music, go in, go in, go in. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't work for me. I tried meditating, and I actually sat and, let me say this. It didn't work for me then. It didn't work for me then. Who knows? It might work for me in a month or 2 months, but it didn't work for me then. So my first bit of advice is to find what works for you. Where can you go? What can you do to get in a place where you can hear that other voice? Again, there's two voices. There's the man-made voice and the universal voice. Now, one of the places that I listen for my voice is in the shower. Now, I don't know about you, but I take a shower every single day. So every single day, I'm in the shower, sometimes twice. Every single day, I'm in the shower, and I just ask the universe, if you got anything for me? You got anything you want me to hear? I take the bus in when I'm working. Monday through Friday, I'm on the public transportation. I ask again, you got any messages for me, universe? You something you want to tell me? I just ask. On the bus, sometimes when I'm driving. So number one is find a place. or it doesn't even have to be a place. Know that the universe can talk to you, the universe that can communicate with you at any moment. And quite frankly, all I do is ask the question, do you have a message for me? What's my message today? What do you want to convey to me today? What is it do I need to know? And you can tell the difference between the universe's voice and the other voice based on how you feel. The universe isn't telling me, well, Rebecca, you know what, you should have answered that email a little bit more promptly. You missed out on an opportunity. Or, well, Rebecca, you should have any kind of should haves. You know that's not the universal voice. So it's just asking the universe and just universe. And if you're not hearing any communications, universe, if you're not hearing you're not feeling any communication, communicate with me. Can you communicate? How do I? Always ask the universe, how do I? Always ask how or what can I? These are two of my favorite questions I give to the universe. What else is possible, universe? What else is possible? And or how does it get better than this? How can I listen to my intuition? How do I hear your voice more clearly? All of those questions, you can create your own or come up with your own. But this is an individual. This relationship that you have with the universe is one-on-one, is have the intention, number one. I love that question because you have the intention about practicing and tuning into your own inner guidance daily. So I have the intention. How does that manifest? How does that unfold? My intention is to have more communication with you, universe. How does that happen? How does that happen for me? Did that answer the question? I know I kind of go around in a little bit, but did that answer the question? We're all different. So what works for me might not work for you, but that voice is never not there. You will always have the ability to tune in at any moment, and you don't have to, in my opinion, you don't have to do anything. Now, some people like to get quiet. Some people think the quiet helps. Yes, some people that does help. But for me, I can listen to the universe when music is blasting. And I can feel. And sometimes, let me say this too, sometimes if I ask, okay, what do you want to tell me today? Or what guidance do you have for me today? Guess what? Sometimes there's no answer. Sometimes there's just silence. Another thing I want to say is practice asking for what you want. Now, when I say this is really, really important. When I say practice asking, I'm not talking about asking for things. Asking for circumstances to change. One of the things that I ask for every single day is to bring me closer. Bring me closer to you. Bring me closer to the connection. We're all physical forms. But we are the universe. You are the universe, Oscar. You are the universe, Kiwi. You are the universe, Miss Pretty. You are the universe, my callers in the queue that don't want to talk. You are the universe in physical form. So what I ask for every day is, you know what? I want to be more of the universe. I want to be more spiritual and less human, if that's possible. I want to be more universal and less human. Yes, I said it. Universe, universal energy is energy that flows, is energy that knows everything is in perfect order, whether we hear an internal voice or not. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen. Everything evolves when it's supposed to evolve. The universe is patient. The universe is kind. The universe is who we are. So I just ask, I just want to be more like the universe with everything I experience. I want to respond like the universe would respond. I want to experience this life the way the universe would experience it, and let all of this man-made stuff, crap, things go. Any other questions from the chat? Did I answer that? Yes? No? Maybe? It's interesting because this show, one of the reasons why I love doing this show, whether people want to call in or sometimes I get a lot of callers and sometimes I don't, let me just throw this in for my new listeners. Expectations. Whenever you expect something to happen, let me just throw this out. Expectations, all expectations, subtract from happiness, subtract from this universal. It's not about expectations, it's about experiences. Experiences without expectations and experiences without judgments. And that is what this show, Reality Spirituality, and what I am about. Well, that's all the time we're going to have today. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, unless there's a question you want to ask me really quick. If you want more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My new book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. It's $19.95, free shipping in the United States. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you like this Reality Spirituality, oh, I have a question, perfect. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you. You have done a great explanation. Useful replay listeners, too. Thank you, Oscar Talks. Oscar Talks. I love you, Oscar Talks. Oh, and I have another question. Listen, this show is all about reality, honey, all about in the moment. I could stop ending a show in a second. So what you are saying is I need to take a shower. That's a good, yes, well, if the shower works for you, I need to take a shower. That's a good one. Thank you for that. Well, yeah, take a shower or do whatever you need to do. Do whatever you need to do to get to hear that voice. Remember, I want you to remember, my dear listeners, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. Be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, guys. Go take a shower and have a great week. Talk to you next week. Thank you for your comments, all of you. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh yeah.
I love to spiritual.
the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.